Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so Giannis wants out, right? Bucks, I think they're going to trade him either this trade deadline or after the season. Been a lot of talk about Giannis to the Rockets. Tim McMahon. Here's Tim McMahon talking about Giannis to Houston.
We love Perk. I know Perk was on TV, today on Tuesday morning, talking about Giannis to Houston. I'm just telling you that is not in play. I did check in, and this has been the Rockets' patient approach. They've been sticking with it. Even the KD trade was not a departure from that because they waited until the price was low. It didn't have to shorten their runway, but I checked in. Any budging? And I got a four-word response that was as patient as ever.
Well, it's not surprising.
No, the Rockets are going to be. So is Fred VanVleet their trade deadline acquisition or post trade deadline acquisition?
Possibly. I don't know what the timetable looks like, but possibly. But I mean, you're talking about May. I mean, you're pretty late in the game for him to come back.
Yeah, he's on schedule. He may have told us a couple weeks ago. I mean, I don't know that's enough, but
it's really late in the season for him to get back.
You know, there's all the adding salary to the team and all the consequences from that and everything else. I don't know. They do have to do something though. They're not good enough. They're not good enough to win at all. And we all thought that this had a chance of being a championship team. Now, Steven Adams is out for the year, and Ime had to address that. Steven Adams is a guy who wasn't able to play back to back games. Now he's got a ankle injury and he's done for the season. So they got a back-to-back here. I would imagine you're going to see Clint Capella a bunch. You're not going to see Finney Smith or Tari tonight. But here is Ime Udoka talking about what they're going to have to do for the rest of the season without Steven Adams.
We've done the last few games with him out and nights when he's out for back-to-backs. Clint will get more of a run. And part of the reason was the back-to-backs and injuries happen, whether it's Alpi or Steven, and you have a nice third-level center and not a lot of drop-off, and then more small ball where we're good. And once we get everybody healthy, and like I always say, off the minute restrictions, we'll be able to play more small lineups with Kevin Dorian, Tari, Jabari, those guys at the 4 and 5.
More small ball. Alpi sitting less, you know, he's coming off the he's coming off an injury, and now he's
Capella's just not a factor like he was. I don't know. This is a really big injury. The minutes that he gave you are some of the most efficient minutes defensively and rebounding that you're going to find. Controlled the glass, got you second shots. Just felt like there was a better level of confidence and energy on the court when he was there. It's a huge loss. You combine that out for the year with you combine that with a lack of ball handling at the top and ability to get into the offense cleanly, inconsistency of having a go-to player in the fourth quarter, and that includes KD. It looks not dire, but it's not good right now. This is really a disappointing time for the Houston Rockets, and it was made worse. And they were never going to be a factor in for Giannis. I mean, the offers for Giannis are going to be way better than what the Rockets could give you. What, Fred VanVleet's contract? No one wants that. Tari Eason. I mean, unless you're ready to throw in Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, and some ones, you're not, you know, and in a contract puffers, you aren't going to be in the mix. That guy's going to command. The Bucks are looking for top dollar for Giannis.
Well, Giannis,
the Rockets can't offer that.
Well, we saw this in the offseason with Kevin Durant, where Kevin Durant kind of tamped down the market by telling everyone it's pretty much Houston or nothing, and the Rockets were able to do what they did to get him. It appears Giannis may be on that path, too, where he'll say, these are the three teams, and the Bucks, unlike Portland that traded Dame to Milwaukee, will acquiesce to Giannis' request and go, okay, we'll get you to one of these three teams because of what you've done. So that might help the market be tamped down. But you made the point. The Rockets could match anyone if they so choose.
Yeah.
They're just not going to.
Alpied have to be in that deal.
Or maybe Amen is the jewel.
Two of the untouchables.
Whoever it would be.
Two of the untouchables would have to be considered.
Yeah, so we would say the Rockets won't match because they just don't want to play that game. But they have everything they need if they so chose to bring Giannis.
Well, Alperen, Tari, draft picks. Would Alperen and Tari be enough? Because Alperen's under contract. Tari has to be paid. So, I mean, if you want to make it Alperen and
Jabari in there.
If you want to make it Alperen and Jabari, they'd probably, in draft picks, they'd probably consider that.
They probably would ask to take Reed Shepard off your hands as well.
Yeah. If you want to lose three core players, that's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any. It was either going to be Durant or Giannis. It can't be two. If you do two, you're going two players over 30. It'd be the dumbest thing ever. It would literally be stupid.
Yeah.
And it's not even in consideration. You already heard the Rockets aren't going to consider that.
They're not doing that. So this is where we're at. Maybe Fred VanVleet. I mean, I know you were worried about it. Are you still worried that he's going to change the chemistry? I'm hoping he does change the chemistry now.
Because we were looking at a different Rockets basketball team then. With the Rockets team we're looking at now, they don't look anything the same.
No.
Not even the same. They have no – and this is with, you know, we got to get that jinx Dorian Finney-Smith out of here. They've never been the same since he came and jinxed this whole run.
Well, let's not forget, they had won 6 out of 8. They beat the Pistons and the Spurs during that run.
They just lost
this game here.
You guys are all down on the team. They lost the game.
Yeah, because you know what? You had Oklahoma City beat the brakes off of them by 20 at home. And you know, you just got done beating the Spurs, and that's great.
Still the best home record in the league.
They're not playing great basketball in January. They're not.
Well, I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like this.
Where
you don't have 2 days off in a row and you got a bunch of back-to-backs too. I mean, this is ridiculous, this schedule. It's ridiculous. And, player safety. We're going to make sure
player safety in the NBA?
What?
They do player safety in the
NBA? Yeah, they're worried about player safety. That's why you play two games against the same team at home. They want less travel and less wearing, you know, baloney. This is a crappy schedule if I've ever seen it.
I just hit you with a baloney.
Baloney. Huh? Lance, you want to feel better about your Rockets team?
Okay.
Last year, the Rockets had 7 players at 23 or younger. This season, The Rockets are the fourth oldest team in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you have talked about don't fast forward it and get artificially old. Well, They've already started that process.
They still got a nice young.
Well, guy. Wait a minute now. Jeff Green's doing a bunch of
heavy
lifting.
Jeff Green, Clint Capella.
They got seven players, and he's
Kevin
now
Durant.
Part of your rotation. Clint Capella's now
right,
part
but,
of your
but
rotation.
Steven Adams. You're talking about three.
Steven Adams was part of your rotation.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's four. No, Jeff isn't
DFS,
really part of your
how
rotation.
How is DFS?
Jeff's never been part of your rotation.
No, he's like 32. He's like 32.
Yeah, you are an older basketball team.
But to me, it's really just two guys. It's Jeff and Durant make you artificially old. One of those guys obviously is really, really important, and you lost another guy, Steven Adams, who's been around a while. That's a big loss. Rockets gonna have to get active at trade deadline, and it may take. I just don't think you can afford to move Tari. I don't think you can afford to move Tari before the break.
Are you gonna
Finney
pay
Smith
him?
Is not a.
You're not moving Tari. They've already said they're not moving Tari.
Yeah, I mean he's just too too valuable, and
that
you're not gonna pay him either.
So what are they gonna do? Are they going to back to the
he's
table?
A restricted free agent.
Sure, understood, but we saw what happened in, well, we're seeing what's happening in Golden State right now, where the Kuminga thing continues to get more complicated because they could not come to a deal that either side liked. They only signed a deal this past offseason so they could possibly trade him, and now they're looking to do it. I don't know how Tari will approach it. Jonathan Kuminga was pretty steadfast in terms of his value, and it got late in the process, and they finally had both sides to come to an agreement. Is Tari someone who will eventually just, you know, go, you know what, guys? You were right about my value. Or is he going to be stay where he was before the season began, where I am this, and you guys are kind of getting in the way of me becoming this?
Yes, no, he has an idea of the kind of player that he is in the league. He thinks he's a top 100 player. He thinks he should be starting. He thinks he should be a top 3 guy on the team, and he's not none of those things here. None of those things. So, no, I can certainly see where – this could get I don't think he comes to terms. I think he's going to want to go somewhere where he's – even if it's not as good a team, you know, where he is more valued.
So we're talking possibly – there should be more money out there for a free agent this offseason from what I remember with the conversation from last offseason. So he'll sign a restricted free agent deal and the Rockets will either match or not match.
Yeah,
you see that
probably.
Going that way?
Yep,
probably.
That's what's going to happen. And you know what's happening over Houston Powder Coaters? Houston Powder Coaters are making you look really, really good, making your pool area look really good, making your outdoor patio look really, really good with your furniture, okay? You've got metal that you are keeping. Maybe it's heirlooms. Maybe it's keepsakes from your grandparents or the older furniture. It looks great. You know, that kind of stuff, those old swings, they just look great. And you want to keep them looking great. Okay, if your stuff is starting to get shungad, then you need Houston Powder Coaters because not only will they, you know, coat the metal, but they're going to help. They're going to fix the straps and everything. Okay, they're going to make sure that it looks perfect out there and looks like it's new again. But car parts, boat parts, grills, smokers, all of these things, anything metal that you've got that you want to keep, that you want to look great. That you want to change the color or keep the color, make the color your favorite team, all these things. If Houston Powder Coaters does, free pickup and delivery. You're dealing with people that have got 5-star Google reviews. Go ahead. Go to the Google reviews. They ain't scared because it's going to be great. It's what they do every single day. Houston Powder Coaters ready for you. Houston Powder Coaters is getting the city ready for the World Cup. They're going around, and you're going to see a difference in the city and how it looks with the light poles and anything that's metal out there. Houston Powder Coaters is making it look great, and we are going to be represented well in large part and because of Houston Powder Coaters and what they're doing for our city. You're looking for a great way to make your stuff look great, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Tank Dell was out there in the community yesterday. Brought 20 young female athletes to Academy and bought them a bunch of stuff. That was nice.
That's great.
Doing work in the community. Yeah. I would have done that too, but I was on a plane. I didn't get here till later.
But
oh yeah, you're in studio today.
You can do it today? You didn't plan for to do it today?
No, I got a doctor's appointment today.
What about tomorrow?
Dr. Lochinvar?
Tomorrow I got Robin coming. We're going to cut some spots, so I'm going to be able to.
Oh,
are you going to see Dr. Lochinvar today?
Oh, it's too cold to play.
Oh, how cold is it today? It's going to be warmer.
In the 30s when I woke up.
Yeah, but what is it now? What's it going to be?
Let's see. It is 49.
It'll be in the 50s, right?
It'll be in the 60s later today.
67 today.
Why are you crying? Wow, stop being a baby.
Tomorrow's back to 54.
You could take the kids over to Academy today. Get them
before it gets warm.
It's too warm.
Too warm to go shopping?
It's too warm. Now Goldilocks says it's too warm.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to. Well, I might have to go.
I hope one of the bears eats something.
I got to go. I got a lot of stuff to do today and tomorrow.
I hope the bed he gets into is the Freddy Krueger bed where it just engulfs him. Yeah, that'd be great.
I called you Goldilocks earlier. That's all.
Yeah. It's too cold. It's too warm.
So when asked about how he is, and then about CJ and his play, here is Tank.
Why are they putting him in this position?
I mean, what I've been through is something that taught me to be, like, you know, humble and just keep working, man. But I'm back. I feel like I'm feeling good right now. Like they said, D'Amico them preached, you know, I'm feeling good. And once the season comes, we're going to cook up. So people can say what they want about Seven, you know, that's they sitting on the couches just typing on computers or typing on their phones. But everybody know who Seven is, especially in the facility. We know who he is, and when we get back out there with him, it's going to be special.
It's going to be special. I thought it was pretty special this postseason.
There were moments where it was different.
Well, he looked special.
It was extraordinary.
I'm not
going to
say you're
he
better
doing.
Than that, but
thank you.
You don't have to do it. Don't do that.
Thank you for your service right there, Dell. Let's just act like it didn't happen. Tank Dell was – the CJ Tank connection was pretty electric.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty electric in year one. Year two was like, what's happening to CJ and Tank? But the stats actually look similar. It just didn't feel as impactful.
Will he be better with Tank on the field? I think so.
I mean, if you get old Tank back.
Yeah.
I've been told Jalen Wells is the most impactful player in the game. You just have to play him. So the Mills to Noel is the most talked about combination by Texans fans.
Are you following Jalen Noel's stats?
No. Is there a Jalen Noel stats account?
I don't know. I don't know that.
No, I think between Jalen Noel and Tank, one of those guys is going to emerge next year, and that'll be big. That'll be big. I'd rather have, rather than a tight end, I'd rather have an explosive wideout getting those catches than a more static tight end who has very little run-after-catch talent. You got two guys with run-after-catch. One's fast, one's wiggly. The fast guy is Noel. The shake guy is Tank. If Tank comes back and the knee's better, you know, you can make quick throws to guys in space who can make yards after catch. That's a weapon, and it doesn't take long to get the ball out, and it's something you just didn't have with a bunch of oozing wideouts like Nico Collins and Xavier Hutchinson and Jaden Higgins and Dalton Schultz. Those guys ooze up the field. They're not going to be slashing, twitchy, short area guys.
But that's what Noel was supposed to be.
Yeah, but he just didn't work. He didn't work his way on the field. I think they didn't trust him for whatever reason.
And
I'm not sure he was there. Actually, it was either CJ or Nick Cayley. Remember that in the post game where they talked about, they basically told you they got to make sure that Jalen is in the right place where he's supposed to be. They made a comment that he wasn't where he was supposed to be on one of the routes.
Mm-hmm.
And that let me know that maybe mentally he's not where he needs to be with this playbook.
Well, it's funny, and Calvin Sampson keeps talking about it. He goes, you know, hey, I got two rookies, and they're really, really, really good, but they play like rookies every once in a while. Even the best rookies still make rookie mistakes. And, you know, with Tank, I don't know. Are you Are you redundant with Tank and Jalen, Noel? I don't know. I'm not sure how you got two really little guys on the field at the same time. I don't see how you can possibly bring back Christian Kirk.
I don't either. You have to have that money.
Yeah. First of all, that's $13 million right there. You can't do that again. And then, you know, I mean, Tank can play outside. Tank can play, you know, a slot. Tank can be in motion. Tank can, you know, if Tank is Tank again, like you said, we'll see. But he feels like he's really, really good. He's feeling great again. And let's see. He's still got a nice long time before he has to be on the field. And they can bring him along slowly. So, you know, I think they will be better with Tank on the field next year. I think CJ will be more confident. He really liked throwing. He looked for Tank. It felt like, of course, he had more time his rookie season. You know, he had more time to find him. So maybe if the offensive line continues to get better, and Tank is out there doing Tank things, and Nico's Nico, and Jaden Higgins takes a step up, and I don't know, Cade Stover, I guess, is going to be okay. You know, I don't know how much longer. Dalton Schultz has to be that effective. Well, I mean, maybe if they add anything this offseason, they could be better, much better.
Oh, yeah. Look what the bar's set low by the end of the year.
Yeah.
You're going to be – me and Johnny Harris are looking at some – talking about some running backs, and I was asking about Woody Marks, and we were talking about the fact that he said, you know, when Trent Brown was there – Johnny is obviously the sideline reporter. John Harris. I know Miss Johnny, but John Harris. And he said, we really miss Trent Brown against the Patriots. He said, really, really missed him because he's such a stabilizer. When you're good enough at right tackle with Trent Brown, then you were better at guard because you got to move, you know, Howard down to guard. Now, you don't want Howard playing guard. In a perfect world, he'd be out of tackle. But it's a nice feature to have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, I think there is a belief that I think the Texans know they got to get better at center. They got to get better at guard. I think Jake Andrews is fine to have, but in a perfect world, we'd rather have him backing up and not being a starter. They need a running back. They could, you know, a guy he brought up is Jalen Warren. I didn't even realize Jalen Warren was a free agent. He would be less expensive than those names we talk about. Etienne, those guys eat up a bunch of money. Jalen Warren would probably get to $4.5-5 million. It's not as much as a $9 million, you know, Brees, $9.5-10 million Brees Hall. Not nearly as much. And Jalen Warren kind of fits the culture. He's a three down player. He can catch the ball. Kenneth Gainwell is available. Now, you're smaller with Kenneth Gainwell, Juwan Jordan, and Woody Banks. That's kind of a small trio of running backs relative to the rest of the league. You got nobody in there 216, 215 or heavier. So you're a little bit smaller, but that's if you hang on to Juwan Jordan, which I think they will.
And you're wasting Kenneth Gainwell anyway. You don't throw to the backs. You just don't.
No, you don't.
You don't.
That's a big part of who he is. That's you know, you can find a lot of running backs that are maybe better fits than Kenneth Gainwell. If you're not going to use him as an additional weapon, you're right. What for what? What's the purpose? Jalen Warren can catch a little dump offs and passes, but he also's got more hammerhead runner in him between the tackles. So he's more complimentary. I think he gives you a little bit more, he offers more versatility than Nick Chubb. He's got some similar running qualities. He's a little bit quicker than Chubb right now. Warren would be a good match if the price was right. And then you can draft a third running back if you want, or not draft a running back.
But Mike McCarthy now the Steelers head coach, there's no chance that Aaron Rodgers comes back, right?
Oh, God, I didn't even think about that. Wow. Well, you know, they had – oh, wow.
I don't know. We haven't
heard – I mean, if
heard,
I'm them
– I haven't heard anybody talk about that. What Mike
I
McCarthy
never
means
even
to,
thought about
with, to Aaron Rodgers.
But they had some moments that were good,
yeah,
too.
They also,
yeah,
I think they left on bad terms.
Bad
didn't,
terms, yeah.
Didn't Aaron really Rodgers talk about how he wasn't even in – he was not really – he wasn't really focused when Aaron Rodgers left. That McCarthy,
yeah,
wasn't.
It was bad.
Yeah,
it was bad terms. It was bad terms. Yeah. They might be the Mac Jones. They might be in the. Is there a Mac Jones sweepstakes going on?
A Mac
looking for the next Sam Darnold.
You know, I don't. Is that really something that that America needs? Is a Mac Jones sweepstakes?
Well, I mean, you know, there's. I don't know if it was a sweepstakes, but Sam Darnold. You know, it's a copycat league, and you just found a Sam Darnold who. I mean, listen, the Seattle Seahawks were able to fall into a Super Bowl quarterback and potentially Super Bowl winning quarterback without paying $50 million a year. It's such a blessing because it allows you to do so much more with your
cap. And what quarterback gets cut after and is a discount after winning 14 games the previous year and playing really well?
Yeah. Was he cut or just a free agent? He was just
Who's
let go? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had drafted. He was supposed to be a bridge anyway. He was a backup. Remember, he was signed as a backup in Minnesota to J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. That's what he was. And McCarthy's injury opened it up for Sam Darnold, and everyone said, ooh, Sam's playing pretty well with Justin Jefferson, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, and then we're like, man, I don't know. Sam's good. Oh, I knew Sam sucked. Here we go. Yeah. The Lions game and then, was it Rams game, whatever the postseason was. Then he got to Seattle and did a lot of the same stuff, and we were waiting to say, I knew it. I knew Sam's. You know what? I'd take Sam Darnold in one heartbeat. Give me somebody who makes a few plays. I mean, yeah, there's going to be a, I won't call it a sweepstakes, but Mac Jones did enough in his stint when Brock Purdy was out. First of all, 49ers fans were talking about, should Purdy be the starter coming back? Because the offense was humming along with Mac Jones. And it's a copycat league, so everyone's going to want to find the next Mac Jones. If somebody called and offered you a fourth for Davis Mills, would you do it? Is fourth enough? Because fourth is typically going to be a depth-level player. And you would still have to find a quarterback.
I'd like the security of having Davis Mills.
I kind of do, too.
Yeah.
What if they offered you a third? So a third's going to be a top 100 pick. What if they offered you that?
You're probably getting in the neighborhood. Well,
now, here's your problem. It's not a very good quarterback draft. So are you drafting somebody who you will absolutely lose with if they come in a game?
Is Davis Mills better than any third-round quarterback in this draft?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Better than a third-round quarterback, yeah.
Yeah.
But is there a veteran that you could replace Davis Mills with? I'm sure there is. And what could that third-rounder be? What if that third-rounder is a running back? What if that third-rounder is a tight end, like Sam Roush? The back end of the third from Stanford, who's a bulldog.
Is he a third rounder or higher?
Sam Roush is probably a third rounder. He has 31-inch arms, so people are gonna. You can't really tell, but he's just mostly a blocking tight end. He can catch a few passes. Well, but what I'm saying
not if you're hearing it from Todd McShay. He thinks he's like the best player in this draft.
Well, he's a great run blocker. He's a really great run blocker, and that's what the Texans need. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, would you trade Davis Mills for a run-blocking tight end and then
would I trade him for Sam Roush? Probably. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what you're looking at here. In my scenario, I don't think the Texans would do it. But what I'm thinking is there's going to be a team who says, you know what? We saw some flashes from Davis Mills in the Bills game and the Jaguars in that fourth quarter. Let's bring him on. Let's try and make a trade with the Texans. They wouldn't give you a third, but what if somebody said, let's see if the Texans are willing to part ways with Davis Mills and, you know, maybe we have him over here with the idea that he might be able to become a bridge quarterback for us until we wait for the good quarterback year next year. Like, what if the Jets reached out and said, hey, you know, we'd like to just add him as a backup quarterback and then let him get some snaps very quietly in the preseason to see what he could do. I was just curious where you were on. You know, because I do think you can find
a third rounder is enticing. A third rounder is enticing.
Yeah.
Nope.
A fourth is a little different. It's got to be the player. Like, what kind of player are you trading? It's not the pick. What kind of player are you trading Davis Mills for? If it's early fourth, if the Jets gave you an early fourth, the first pick of the fourth, I'm just telling you now, I might consider that. If I had a plan, backup quarterbacks are going to cost you typically about $5 million or more. Good backup quarterbacks.
Well, with the Jets, he's their starter, so maybe you should get more for him than that because he's their.
Well,
you're giving them a starting quarterback. We got a break. 713-780-3776. Woo. One segment left, and then that's our penultimate segment. And then news of the weird. Gimme the VIN isn't weird. Gimme the VIN. Well, it's a weird, long, strange trip by John Clay Wolf. And what a successful trip, too. This guy built himself a business out of no. And this is a guy that broke his back and didn't know if he was ever going to walk again, and has been, you know, and he just pulled himself up and he said, no, I'm not going to let this slow me down. And he's built one of the biggest and best businesses in the country, where we're talking about he does billions of dollars a year in sales and revenue. It's just incredible. It's an incredible story. And he's just got the philosophy of, I'm going to know every car, and I will outbid everybody for these cars. I am going to pay you more. He's going to take some hits. He's going to lose some of them. He sells them back at auction, and he's going to lose on some of them, but he's hit on so many of them, and he just takes less. He gives you more, and then he sells them at auction, and he doesn't make as much as the other guys do, but he doesn't care because he does the volume, because he's got so many cars. And why he has so many cars is because he pays more for them. So you're going to sell it to John Clay Wolf because he'll give you more. But not if you don't go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and see what John Clay Wolf will give you for the vehicle. It's easy to do. It's a couple minutes. You find out how much your vehicle is worth, and then you either take it or go to the dealership and compare, whatever. John Clay Wolf will set the market at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
All right. Mike's been waiting. He wants to talk about his Texans. What do you say, Mike? Get in here.
Hey, guys. On the whole Texans situation, I have seen, you know, they recently let go of their offensive, advisor or whatever. And the whole CJ situation, I think, really do think that he's in his head. And I think they should get another voice in there. I mean, I'm hoping with somebody like Cliff or whatever. And another thing, too, you know, Gerard Johnson is getting interviews as well. So we might be losing him, too. I just want to get y'all's thoughts on it.
You know, I got a buddy who texted me and said, how much losing Case Keenum has hurt CJ? Because he was really good when Case was here. And now look at Caleb Williams. He's in Chicago.
And him and Dylan Thompson. Dylan was a spiritual guy who he used to talk about. He left to go with Jaden Daniels. When Jaden Daniels was a rookie, he had Dylan Thompson. Case went, like you said, with Caleb Williams. I forgot to ask Ryan Poles about Case yesterday. So I was told a story that Case used to come off the – so when CJ used to come off the field, Case would go to him and tell him what he was seeing, because he knew the offense. He knew Slowick's offense better than Slowick. He had run it his whole career, basically. So he knew that offense better than Slowick knew it. And he would tell CJ what he was seeing and what he should be looking for. I think Case is a big loss for him. It wouldn't shock me if Case is on a staff very, very quickly. But if you can make player money instead of coaching money, you do it for as long as you possibly can. But Case is basically an assistant coach on that staff with Caleb Williams right now.
Mm-hmm. And Caleb Williams is much better.
Hey, Gerard Johnson was interviewed as the OC over in, I can't remember, did they hire an OC with the Jets yet? Did I read that they hired an OC?
Who did he interview with?
I think the Jets.
He was.
Was the Eagles or Jets? One of them.
He was a candidate in Miami. Of course, they went with Slowick. He also was a candidate in Philly.
In Philly, that's right.
They have not made a hire, from what I haven't seen that, at least for the. So he may still be in line for that.
Sean Payton fired his, and everybody's like, dude.
You call the plays.
You call the plays.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you firing your OC?
He had Lombardi in New Orleans, right? Hasn't he been with him
for
a while?
How petty is that? And then he's talking about Bo Nix's ankle surgeries, and Bo's like, he doesn't know how many ankle surgeries I've had.
Yeah, Sean Payton said that this was kind of destined to happen. He was like, oh, the ankle was going to go.
He had ankle surgery in high school. He had one cut. And Bo Nix is like, dude, what are you talking about? You don't know what ankle surgeries I've had. Sean Payton.
Wait, Bo Nix said that about his coach?
About his coach, yeah.
Because his coach is talking about his ankles.
Yeah. He was like, he doesn't know. Why is he talking about my ankles?
You don't know? He hit him with, you don't know.
You don't know how Bo Nix's ankle surgeries. And then Sean Payton got me. When about one of the last games of the season, somebody was asking him about downhill running game. And Sean Payton just goes, you don't know what a downhill running game is. What are you talking about?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm I like, saw Sean that. Payton.
What do you know about downhill running game? Like, you're, come you're, on, you're Sean, a card dude.
Sean Payton's a card-carrying a-hole. But
he's turning into it. Hey, I guess he's always been, huh?
Well, listen, we saw him down in Cabo, and he was in a golf cart right in front of us, and it was a guard booth, and Sean Payton was yelling at the guard like, hey,
really?
You should know this. I'm in 2024, okay? I mean, how many times do I have to tell you? And the guy's like, I'm sorry, I'm just doing my job, sir. I mean, like, he should know who Sean Payton is. He's a Mexican guard, okay?
Oh, they don't watch football? They don't watch AFC football in Mexico?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he had Wrong. No idea who Sean Payton
Wrong.
Was.
Wrong. My league has been there already.
I will say,
We don't play in Cabo.
The majority of Americans
don't
know.
City.
The majority of Americans don't know what Sean Payton looks like.
Yeah. No.
Now we're going to a different country.
Why would you think a Mexican guard?
Yeah.
Because that place is a football factory. Arch was there too.
Arch was there
did
too.
Did they know who Arch was?
Probably.
I don't. Probably
do
not.
Know,
yeah, I wouldn't
how
imagine.
How do you not know Arch? He's on all the commercials. How do you not know
yeah.
him?
Yeah. Well, he's like, hey, you're the Warby Parker guy.
He doesn't know he plays.
Are you the dude with the board shorts?
Yeah.
You're the senior. You're the dude with the board
he
shorts.
He thinks Arch is like the Verizon guy.
Yeah.
He's just a guy who has a campaign he's doing.
Or the Capital Bank guy? Or the Capital One Bank guy who lives at the bank?
Yeah, he thinks he's like, what's the guy from, the not Chaos, what's his name?
Yeah, Mayhem.
Mayhem. He just thinks he's another Mayhem.
So let's think about this. There's the Mayhem guy, there's the Capital One Bank, and then there's Jared the Subway guy. Ooh, that didn't go well for Subway. Hey.
And then there's Arch.
Went poor for Subway.
And there's the Warby Parker guy.
And there's the Warby Parker guy, yeah.
In Mexico.
Yeah. That's what. Hey, you got those. Where's your glasses, Arch? Yeah. Arch was out there with his glasses on. Keith Law came out with his.
Oh, I've been waiting to talk about this.
Okay. What? Oh, you already know?
Well, yeah, we don't really have to. This is a short topic for us.
Right. Astros farm system, where does it rank? Keith Law.
So it's Keith Law's top 100 MLB prospect for 2026. No, I'm looking at Kylie McDaniels. Hold on a second. These are different. I'm looking at Kylie McDaniel from ESPN, top 100 MLB, because Keith is part of MLB Pipeline, maybe, right? Or is he still ESPN? Because this is Kylie McDaniel, and he's got top 100 prospects for 2026. And he goes through, and you know how they have jump to team. Look, I don't want to read through all this crap. It says jump to team's top-ranked prospect. And it has American League teams, National League teams. And at the bottom of this, and I'm looking, let's see, ATH, that's Athletics, BAL, that's Baltimore, BOS, Boston, SHW, okay, CLE, okay, Cleveland. I'm like, where's HOU? At the bottom it says, Houston and San Diego have no top 100 prospects. And then it does a sad face emoji with crying emoji.
Oh, no.
It didn't, but in my heart it did.
It did.
And I realized, wow, we have no.
Oh yeah, except every year we got to call up 12 guys from the minor league system, and they all contribute and contribute well.
Ooh, contributors, cool.
Well,
I wonder who will be the next blue ball.
Well, Zach Cole should be on that list.
Great,
he's not a major leaguer yet.
Great contributor. Not top 100. What does Keith Law? He probably has his.
What number does Keith Law? In Major League Baseball.
32.
What is he?
Well, I mean, 30. We're only 30. So
no,
30.
No.
29?
They're way better than that.
Ooh.
26.
25.
28.
Ah!
28.
Okay.
28.
Well, it seems to check out
every
with what this
year,
other guy said.
Keith Law puts them 27th, 28th, 29th, or 30th. Every year.
Well, so.
And guess who's. Guess who's the best? The Brewers. One of the best teams in baseball, the Brewers. Second, Dodgers. Third, Mariners, okay?
Yeah.
And, okay, the top three were the three best teams in baseball last year.
we're not really replacing core star players with young stars.
No, we just let them go and they come back. Correa was a big time prospect, right? And look, he's back.
Yeah,
we got what's his name who we traded for Tucker. God, I'm forgetting his name now. All right,
Cam Smith.
Yeah, Cam Smith. Cam Smith. Now he's not minor leagues, but Cam Smith is supposed to be one of those guys. He wasn't a top 100. He was with the Cubs. He was a top 100.
But then, as soon as he went to the Astros, he dropped to 204.
No, he didn't. He was on the roster, so he didn't count towards it. Who's our next Altuve coming up?
Well, Bryce Matthews is the top
Bryce Matthews,
prospect
Zach
at 109.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some guys. We got some.
I'm surprised Bryce didn't make the top 100.
We got some young pitching, too. We got a guy who's been hurt the last 2 years that was drafted in 24.
Astros don't have a pitcher who's been hurt. That's a bunch of bull.
For 2 years?
Cut the crap, John.
He's supposed to be really good.
An extensive long-term injury for an Astros pitcher?
Yeah. Well, no, we drafted him. He was hurt. He was hurt.
Oh, this is so good.
We decided to get rid of the whole, we're going to develop you and hurt you. Let's just get you hurt.
Develop you and hurt you is a terrible bumper sticker.
We decided, well, you know what? Let's just pick up some damaged goods off the bat. All right?
Damaged goods is an awful fantasy football team name.
Damaged goods.
Damaged. And now, and here at, what's Justin's place called? Rise. What's his?
Warehouse.
Warehouse Live?
Yeah, Warehouse Live. Warehouse. What is Justin on the next Beat the Word limo guy at the heels? So we've got a Funky Meridian coming in. They're a conga band. And we've got a Jewish cover band that does nothing but death metal. And then we've got Damaged Goods coming
which is a group of Astros. Punk band, Damaged Goods.
Damaged Goods, and it's just made up of former major league pitchers with arm injuries.
Yeah.
Or minor leaguers who
we
never made it to the show.
Colors as our drummer.
Boxes that are ripped up and cans that are dented. I mean, that's
damaged goods. Yeah. It actually is a good punk name. You're right.
Yeah. No, that's a great name. All right, we got a break. We got to. We got news of the
get to Dell. No, we got to get to Dell's show.
Come on, hurry up.
Get this break in.
Let's go. Let's move. Golden Nugget is what we're talking about now. We're going to be there Monday and Tuesday. We want you to come and hang with us. We'll be there Sunday night if you want to come by, play a little poker with us. Let's go. Poker room is awesome. I really do. I do love the poker room. I love the golf course. I don't know. Should I bring my clubs? We'll see. Let's see what the weather's going to be like. Maybe bring the clubs, swing it at the golf course. It's awesome. I love me some Golden Nugget because it's got everything that I could possibly want. It's got a nightclub that's just so much fun. Been there, done that. Been there late night, and it is a good time. The big game is coming up, and it's a great place to be. I've been in the Golden Nugget for the big game. So much fun. If you like table games, then you go to big game. You play your table games. When the big game starts, you watch the game. You drink. You eat. You have a great time watching the game, betting on the game. They'll have squares. They got kiosks. They got all the prop bets that you could possibly want. Everything you could possibly want. And then you go back to the tables. I love that. All right. Afterwards. It is the place to be for any big sporting event. Now that they've got the DraftKings Sportsbook, it is fantastic. So make your plans now. If you don't have any plans, you better do it in a hurry. Secondly, you better make your plans now for the NCAA tournament if you want to be in the DraftKings Sportsbook, because it is going to be packed. It is the best place to watch any big sporting event, but anytime you want to get your gamble on, it's just two hours and 15 minutes down the road. The best place. We're going to be there starting Sunday. Get on over to the Golden Nugget, goldennuggetlc.com, goldennuggetlc.com.
ESPN 97.5.
On and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So there is a Thai woman, 24 years old, and she put on TikTok that she is dating twin brothers at the same time. She said the sleeping arrangement is fine. She sleeps in the middle. But she said they, the two brothers never argued or got angry because they both love me, and I love both of them. Do you feel like this is a great arrangement, having one twin brothers having one girl?
Sure, why not? That's their business.
I mean, they're all sharing their business, right?
Is there schedules to this? Like, I get her on, like, from that show Big Love?
I think, they get her at the same time.
John, did you what? Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Why are you saying things like that before Dell's show?
I think that might be the case.
I know brothers can be.
Did you mean to do
what
that?
What about Eskimo brothers? They do.
Well, they're actual brothers as well. I've never understood that particular version of sex where, hey, me and my buddy are going to be in the same room at the same time. It doesn't appeal to me at all. Brothers doing. Nope. Out.
Twin. Identical twin brothers.
I know they're close, but that seems too far. But I know it's a thing. What are you whispering about, man?
It's creepy, I said.
What are you talking about?
It's just creepy.
It is. I mean, she's cute. And yeah, I don't know.
No, so you and Craig or Greg, who's your brother, Greg?
My brother Greg. He's not. What about you and Mike?
If there's a cute girl, no. That's what I'm saying. I'm the no. You're thinking about you and Greg shacking up with some girl if she's cute.
Yeah, he's
cute
not my twin.
Cute does a girl
have to be? It's different. He's not my twin.
Don't have to be twins, apparently.
Yeah.
You should watch Big Love, by the way. Big Love is a very underrated show.
So if the girl says it's either both of you or neither, are you considering that, John? If the girl is so cute, she goes, it's either both or none.
Ah.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Which, again?
No.
Why?
This is what we're cutting into Dell's show with.
Yeah.
He brought it up.
We did it again. He's already it's already 59.
Well, the segment didn't start till like 57. I'm out. Doesn't matter how cute she is. Go with God, lady.
Yeah, and I don't care how good or talented Devin Michaels is. Do you know Devin Michaels?
Nope.
She's a porn star. She was sentenced to 28 years to life for beheading her boyfriend.
What?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Is this
new story? Beheading a porn star? I feel like you're ruining the business here. I mean,
well, she killed the boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
So she just got sentenced. This happened, at least the case started 3 years ago. Only 20 years for a beheading, huh? Plus 8 to 20 more years for using a deadly weapon.
Yeah, well, I mean,
20 to life. 20 to life is what she got.
20 to life. Okay.
That sounds more in line.
I just feel like she may have, I mean, beheading is a little far. Going a little far.
I mean,
I don't care. I mean, you do a bunch of stuff. I know that. You're a porn star.
But you think
you do a bunch of stuff has nothing to do with beheadings.
You think murdering someone by beheading them is a step further than you'd like from your porn stars?
Yeah, Yeah, I'm trying to control my porn stars, I think.
I would ask that you stop trying. It's not good for anyone, it seems like. Don't
get
control.
Get your girl, John.
Yeah.
Get Devin, your girl.
I don't know who Devin is right now, but I think
you lost control of her,
apparently. Yeah. I mean, I know she was a little out of control before, you know, with all the porn.
Well,
but
I mean, that's
she
that's
took
your
it a,
morality
a step
playing
way
a part.
Way too far, I think.
Who knows what out of control is when you do porn? That's for a moral judgment.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any questions she's out of control.
I don't know the kind of stuff she does. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What would Garrett Cole say about that?
You don't know.
Hey, Garrett, do you know about Devin Cole? Or, excuse me, Devin Michaels?
I don't know. I don't know if, I don't know quite, I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Thanks, Garrett.
Yep. But I would even think Garrett would even say, oh, yeah, no, she took it a step too far.
Yeah.
With the beheading
maybe
Garrett's
and all. Like, hey, sex workers are people too, but don't behead your boyfriend.
Yes. No. We're done. With that, we're done.